Today on Sound Doctrine, we bring you the creation of the fish of the sea, the birds in the sky, and animals and mankind.
Your spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind.
Welcome to an incredible journey through the scriptures here on Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff Johnson. Have you ever done one of those DNA tests in an attempt to discover some of your roots? If you find that sort of thing intriguing, you'll really enjoy today's study in Genesis as we come to an understanding of where we came from. We're starting with the fifth day of creation as we join Pastor Jeff right here in Genesis 1. On today's Sound Doctrine.
Father, won't you speak to me? Oh Lord, you know I'm listening. You know exactly what I need. So Father, won't you speak to me?
So notice verse 20 now, he says, and God said again, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, the fowl that may fly above. And I think when you got these flying critters, you might as well throw in the mosquitoes and the dragonflies and everything else, because that's when he created them, along with the fowls, everything that flew. So all these flies, why did God create flies? There's a reason. Again, God knows what he's doing. He uses them to bring forth the seed, and they're just used for a lot of things. I can't think of anything right now. Especially when I'm in Egypt and they're all over my face. And I realized, no wonder they worship the fly here. You know, and they do. They have these great brass flies you can buy and worship and put incense in them, and they worship the fly over there. I guess it kind of took over their lives or something. I don't know. It's crazy. But all the flying insects and the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Then it says, and God created the great whales and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, every winged fowl after his kind. See, after his kind, these are divine limits that God puts on the kinds, you know. I mean, hey, you can have a dog and it'll bring forth other dogs. Now, you can mess around with dogs and breed other dogs with other dogs and get some real pretty looking weird dogs. But you're never going to get a cat. I don't care how long you try. You say, hey, it just takes a matter of time. I'm going to get me one of them cats from these dogs and I'm trying, you know. Okay, go ahead. It's interesting. There is these, these fruit flies. You know, remember we had problems with the fruit flies. They have learned to create hundreds of millions of generations of these fruit flies. Man has. Can you imagine? Hundreds of millions of generations. And they created them. And guess what? As they continued to create them, they never changed. They kept on pumping out fruit flies. Not one little bee came out. Not one little wasp was mutated, came out. It just kept on going, you know, hundreds of thousands of generations. Because, see, evolution believes that, oh, it's just a matter of time. If you give it long enough time, it will mutate, you know, and it will change. And that has never been proven. Never. Then God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters of the seas and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And so all of the birds and everything and the evening and the morning were the fifth day. So the fifth day is a little bit more complex life forms. Now, how many of you have taken a glass bottom boat in Catalina and looked at the bottom and saw those? You see the, remember the Garibaldis? And it's orange, and they just stick out. And then you begin to see more, and then you begin to go over till you can see the seaweed, the big, tall ones, and you can look way deep down, and it's awesome. And the grandkids, when we took them on there, they were blowing their minds. I got to go to Hanama Bay. How many of you went to Hanama Bay? Got in there, and it was a clear day. I mean, usually it's all muddy, you can't see anything. But I got to go there and do some snorkeling and see the colorful fish. You talk about fins. You talk about color. And here's these fish. They're just living in water, breathing oxygen through the water, and they're just made for water. And they're just cruising around, and there's all just hundreds of different types of fish. It's incredible what God has done. The whole ocean is teeming with life, with varieties and designs, fins and gills, man. God's creation is not boring, especially when I see some of these real ugly ones and funny ones. And they turn around, whoop, with these big eyes, you know, and thorns all over them. And whoa, you know, what's that? You know, and he's so creative at what he does when he creates them. Over in Psalm 104, in verse 24, listen to this. The Psalms are so full of good things. In Psalm 104, verse 24, O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. I mean, just the minerals, the vegetables, the animal life. So is this great and wide sea, the psalmist says, wherein are things creeping, innumerable things, both small and great beasts. And then he goes on to say, and there's the ships that go through the area of the seas, but then there's Leviathan. Leviathan is a giant sea monster. What's that guy called in over there in Scotland? The Loch Ness Monster, you know. So God's got some real interesting creatures lurking around. Some of them are pretty huge, like 100, you know, big as a football field, 100 yards. I mean, huge. Massive. You've seen whales. Have you ever went whale watching? Incredible. And notice he mentions whales here in verse 21. Incredible. Whales. A mammal that's distinct. Going distinct. I mean, they're trying to save the whales. But again, on TV constantly, here these guys are hunting them again. And the Greenpeace guys, the tree huggers, they're out there. Stop! You know. I try to get them to stop. And they just get run over or blasted or something. I mean, it's dangerous to try to stop a whaling ship. But incredible mammals. Now, again, looking at his creation, the snowflake, I mean, you can't find another snowflake that's like the one that's just fallen. I mean, similar mathematical designs, but they're different, each of them. Our faces are different. Twins are different. Twins, identical twins, they're different. You say, what? They're fingerprints. Everybody's got a fingerprint. God did that. Because why? We're special. We're each individuals. And he created us as special individuals. And he wants to know us that way. Individually, he wants to be our savior and our friend. And his creation is so awesome. The universe is predictable at times. A solar eclipse, you can actually know. And they have that certain time, the certain place. The astronomers go there. And guess what? The eclipse happens just like they said it would. Why? Because they studied over the years and know that God's timing is right on. So God help us to be like children. Just slow down a little bit. When's the last time you just took a walk around your block? Looked at the cracks in the cement. Checked out the ant holes. Checked out the spider webs. I love taking walks, especially when I find a spider web. I just camp out on it. And then I try to find a bug and throw it in there. It blows my mind, man. And I just, whoa, you know, look at that spider. Ooh, whoa, whoa, you know. And just, you get into it. And you go, God, you just do things. So, and look at this web, and especially when the water's, you know, dripping on it, and it looks so beautiful. I just want to get a camera and get a picture of it. It's so perfectly built. And these engineers, these spiders, they're incredible. So take your time. Check out what's around. Again, the flies, their eyes, the wings, how they fly. Here, let me show you how to get a fly. When you want to snuff a fly, he's bugging you. Because, you know, I don't like flies, all right? So when they land on me, you don't go like that, because he knows when it's coming down, and he just takes off sideways. And they're good. But you know what? If you go like this with two hands, and he's right there, he'll jettison up, trying to get away from the impact, but they usually fly right into it. Okay. He's history. So that's a little tidbit. Try it. You'll get them every time. flies, when they go to the ceiling, you know what they do? They immediately, as they get closer to the ceiling, they rotate. They fly up to it, and then they rotate on their back, and twing. And think of that, what God has mastered in their wings and how they change them like helicopters and how they can go straight up, and then they can turn over and just cling to the ceiling. I mean, just studying them is unbelievable. There is 100 types of beetles. There's caterpillars and butterflies, caterpillars that turn into butterflies. And we've gone into that before. That's a metamorphosis. And they go into the cocoon and they come out and so different, so beautiful, so free, not limited anymore. What a beautiful picture of just resurrection. What a beautiful picture of rapture when we get our new bodies, you know, the caterpillar and the butterfly. And I always wondered about worms yawning. Haven't you ever wondered about these things? Do they yawn? And can I see one of these days? I don't know. So God's infinite wisdom and genius is so incredible. Birds are so aerodynamic as they fly. They're incredible ways of just going thousands of miles, knowing how to get there. And then the young ones just flying and just knowing without even going there. They don't take any luggage either. And they don't need to have fuel tanks. They just go, and they just continue to go until they get there. And they're always right on time. The swallows always arrive at a certain time in San Juan Capistrano. The honking geese from Canada always end up in Seal Beach Naval Preserve. You can go by there at a certain time. There they are, thousands of them. Honk, 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 just walking around. They flew all the way to just be here, to get out of the cold. They know what they're doing. Now, how many of you watched The March of the Penguins? If you haven't seen it, come on, you got to see it. It's weird. It is a study of survival and just what God has done to those penguins. Bizarre. And men, you're not going to like it. But anyhow, you just have to watch it. It's something to behold. So God's created these whales. And again, the species that are being distinct, you know, the reason is because of money. And when the Bengal tigers are being, you know, taken out, it's because they can sell the bones and they can sell, you know, the pieces of the tiger and chop it all up and put it in little bottles and get a lot of money out of that tiger. That's why these species are leaving us. And it's all because of greed, and man goes after the buck. And he doesn't care about the species. And so they obeyed him, it says in verse 22, it seems. And God says he blessed them. This is the first time this word is used, blessed them. Interesting. The lower orders of his creation. Remember this, that the curse came first because of Satan's sin and later because of man's sin. But here, God's blessing them. And he's saying, be fruitful and multiply. Enjoy the creation. Enjoy what I've made for you. And he's talking to all the birds and the insects. Just enjoy the whole thing. I've got this thing going here that's just continuing. And you'll have everything that you need. And that's why the birds are always singing. And you've heard this, said the sparrow to the robin, I'd surely like to know why these human beings are rushing about worrying so. Said the robin to the sparrow, I guess they don't have any heavenly father that takes care of them like you and I do. And they're whistling every day. When you get up, do you hear the birds whistling? They're just saying, thank God there's insects. Oh, God, you gave me a great nest. Well, of course, I had to make it, but I mean, it's nice. And it's just another day. Another day of just enjoying the creation of God. And birds definitely do that. God cares about every sparrow, doesn't he? Every little bird. How much more does he care for us? He cares for us so much that he's named the hairs, the few that I have, on my head. I'm really getting thin on top. I don't know, but that's just the way it goes, I guess. And he named every single one of them by name, just like he did the stars. He named every single one of the stars as he threw them out in the galaxies. And just the little afterthought, he made the sun, he made the moon, and he created all the stars. Galaxies and huge stars, and I mean, incredible. So notice that it's God that blesses. In verse 28, check it out. We'll go a little further. He says, and God blessed them. God said, be fruitful and multiply. Again, that word, he blesses them. It's God that is doing the blessing. And he's just pouring it out. Interesting that if you go further into Genesis in chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, he says, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. Just leave, man. Go. And whoever blesses your seed will be blessed. And God's blessings begin to pour out. And then over in Galatians, he talking towards this blessing coming to us. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1, he talks about, you foolish Galatians, who's bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? And then he says in verse 9, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham, to believe in the Lord, to believe in his Son whom he has sent. You will be blessed. We're blessed of God on a continual basis. Look at verse 24 now. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle, the creepy things, you know, the little horny toads, the lizards, the snakes, whatever, the creeping things, the beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps upon the earth after his kind. And God saw it was good. There's no evolution here, guys. There's no evolving here. He's talking about each one after their kind. Lion will bring forth lion. And God created these from the dust of the earth. Notice verse 7 of chapter 2 of Genesis. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils. And he made the creatures too. And interesting that as he does this, what is he doing? But he's blessing them and he's giving them after their kind. And so the wolf will be a wolf. And again, you know what's interesting? I was watching the Rose Parade and Stephanie Edwards was, you know, down in the pits. As she was, you know, I just watched a little bit of it because I've, you know, you get into it a little bit. But anyhow, there's these big, you know, what they call mules coming through. And they gave the little background of the mule. And this is what they said. You take a mare, I guess there's a certain horse called a mare, and a jackass, and you put them together, and they create this mule. And there's no other way this mule can be created, but you take a mare and a jackass. There's no other way. So, see, people mess around, and when they mess around, they come up sometimes with something really strong and really helpful. And you remember the mule trains, and they needed those big, strong guys to take all that stuff where they wanted it to go. I mean, they had huge. You talk about how many horses do you got under your hood, you know, horsepower, you know. So they had these huge wagon trains with all these mules, strong, big animals. But that's that. I guess you would call a mule a mutation. And there are mutations. But when it gets down to man messing around and he starts to try to tweak things, it's an abomination unto the Lord. And all of a sudden, you got these freaks then. Or you've got what is called transmutations that are just, you look at them and you go, that's wrong. And they usually die in a few days or whatever. And, you know, man is strange. He doesn't get it. God made it a certain way. Well, we're going to keep trying. Go ahead. Go ahead. God said it. That settles it. It's done. You're never going to bring it forth. Someone called the byproduct of Christianity SPC. The byproduct of Christianity is taking care of animals. I found a scripture in Proverbs chapter 12, and Solomon writes, and you know, he loved horses. He had a bunch of horses, and in fact, he collected them to his, to just really become a sin. I mean, you're not supposed to collect horses, women, or gold, and he did it all. He kind of disobeyed the Lord. But anyhow, that's another story. We'll get to that when we're in Proverbs. But this is interesting, Proverbs 12, verse 10. A righteous man regards the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. And so those that are in line with God take care of the animals. They're decent. They know that God created these animals. And these animals were created for us, sometimes for our enjoyment, sometimes so we can have a nice steak or a prime rib or pork ribs. I could go on, but then I'd get hungry and I'd be out of here. No. I mean, think about what God has given us to sit down and order. You look at a menu, you don't know what to do. What am I going to order? There's too many things. God has blessed us, guys. There's so much. And he could have made it a pill and just say, just take the pill. Oh, okay. That would be boring, wouldn't it? He says, no, I don't want you to have the pill. I'm going to give you some stuff, man. I am going to lay out some food for you that's going to blow your mind. And he has. He created all of these creatures for us.
You're listening to Sound Doctrine and part of our study of creation from Pastor Jeff Johnson. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, you can request today's study on CD when you give us a call toll-free at 800-353-7553. The suggested donation is $5. Simply mention today's date to help us identify the study. And again, the number is 800-353-7553. I should also mention, you can go to our website to order resource materials from us and even replay today's program. We're at sounddoctrineradio.org. We also have an app, and that's a great way to stay connected with us and listen to some of Pastor Jeff's teachings as well. Look for Calvary Chapel Downey in the App Store or get it on Google Play. Today, we'd like to recommend an excellent devotional. It's called A Passion for Jesus. Now, this is a collection of easy-to-read, edifying daily devotions. You'll hear from Kay Smith, Lenya Heitzig, Karen Johnson, Sharon Reese, Karen Pulley, Gail Mays, and many, many more as they pour out their hearts, sharing personal experiences of God's faithfulness. I think you'll find it really encouraging. It's available online for just $15 at sounddoctrineradio.org or call us 800-353-7553. Please also remember us in your prayers and in your giving to the Lord. We believe people desperately need sound doctrine contained in God's Word right now, and you can help us bring it to a world in need. Your generosity will help us continue on this station and others like it. You can make a secure donation online at sounddoctrineradio.org or call 800-353-7553. All right, back to our Bible study now again in Genesis chapter 1. Here's a little bit about our creation.
Now, God begins to speak to humankind about humankind here in verse 26. Notice what he says. He wants us to get this now. He says, and God said, let us make man. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over all the creeping things and that creeps upon the earth. This is God's crowning act. This is a special meeting that God says, we got to have this meeting. What do you mean, we got to have this meeting? What's interesting about this is that this is his crowning act of his creation. He's getting done here, and he's finishing it up. He says, let us make man after our own image. Now, the word here, God, is Elohim in the plural sense. You say, what do you mean? Well, the first thing that I see here is God created. And in Luke 3:38, it says Adam was the son of God. God created the first man. And he's even called in Luke 3:38 the son of God. But then over in Acts 17, there's an interesting scripture that Paul quotes, their poets. And in Acts 17, he simply says this in verse 28. For in him, guys, we live. In God, we live, we move. We have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. I love that. We have been adopted. We have been brought into the lineage. We have been connected to the root of just the whole beginnings of time of the Lord. And through Jesus, through David, King David started and brought the lineage. In fact, it started when God killed the animals in the very beginning in Genesis, which we'll see. And it got to the point where we now, who receive Christ, will be brought into this lineage, will become a child of God, an offspring of God. That means I'm going to take on his characteristics. He's my father, I'm his son. And it's incredible the changes he brings in our lives. So God created.
More about the creation of mankind next time on Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff, the presentation of Calvary Chapel Downey. So Father,